kids are starting school this week in Rhode Island and lots of places in the country.
Yes.
They're going to be trying out for sports, signing up for sports. What are some of the top items on a parent's checklist or the top questions they should be asking as students get signed up for any kind of sports, really?
Well, all schools in Rhode Island have to provide a concussion information sheet that needs to be read and signed by both the parent and the student athlete prior to starting the sports. I think it's, you know, I think it would be a good idea for parents to ask, you know, do you do preseason impact testing, which is the neurocognitive testing? And the purpose of that is what it does is it provides a baseline of the students, things such as reaction time, memory, short-term memory, so that if the child does sustain a concussion, it's another tool that the doctor can use to assess, you know, when they're recovered. And I think, you know, it's over 50% of schools now are doing some sort of preseason impact testing. Those are high schools.
How well trained do you think school athletic directors and coaches, school nurses, whoever it might be, how well trained do you think they are to recognize the signs of a concussion?
I think it's getting much, much better. And the awareness is way better than it was even a few years ago. Another part of the law in Rhode Island is requiring not just coaches, but even volunteers, anybody who is involved with youth sports to do some type of online concussion training. You know, most schools, the people who are involved with the student athletes are getting some training.
Dina Morrissey, I suppose we should also just talk briefly about what a concussion is and what some of the signs of a concussion are.
Sure. Concussion is basically occurs when there's, you can almost think of it as like a shaking of the brain, or you don't even actually have to get hit in the head to have a concussion, because it's actually the quick like movement of the head which causes the brain to shift, which causes the injury in there. One of the difficult things about a concussion is that there's no actual test to say, like if you have a broken arm, you get an x-ray and you can see there's a fracture. So there's nothing like that for a concussion. So it's really based on the clinical symptoms. And, you know, there's a huge range. There's a huge variety of symptoms and a range. There may have been a period of loss of consciousness, but very often there isn't. Other symptoms that kids often have is, you know, feeling, especially right after the injury, a little bit dazed and confused. They just don't look quite right. As time goes on, they can get very bad headaches, stomach symptoms, throwing up. If there's any suspicion that a child has a concussion, they need to be removed from that sport right away, and they cannot go back until they're evaluated by a licensed physician. So, you know, I hope and I do think most, you know, coaches, parents, volunteers have a very low threshold. You're much better off erring on the side of pulling a kid that maybe really nothing happened than allowing a kid with a concussion to play, because that brings in the risk of other, like, devastating consequences, things like second impact syndrome, where if you know, your brain's already a little bit damaged from that concussion, and then if you sustain a second hit, you know, you can have devastating consequences.
The treatment for concussions includes cognitive rest.
Right.
Tell me a little bit more about what you mean by that and what some of the other treatments are.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, there really isn't like a treatment in terms of a pill or anything like that. So it's really just resting the brain and allowing it to heal. So, of course, you know, the child can't be back out in sports. But what we mean by cognitive rest is you really need to let your brain rest. And this is very difficult for children because initially what it means is, you know, you don't go to school, you're not reading, you're not doing homework, you're not watching TV, you're not playing video games. Imagine that with, you know, your 11 or 12-year-old. It's very difficult, but the more that a child can adhere to that, the quicker they're going to recover, because the brain needs, just like anything, it needs to rest so it can heal.
If you could wave a magic wand and put everything in place we need in Rhode Island to protect kids and prevent more concussions, what elements would magically appear?
You know, I think we'd really have to look at the way kids are practicing sports, the rules as far as how sports are played, and try to address some of the high-risk things and minimize those. Mm-hmm. You know, I would never want to take away sports from kids. I think it's really important. My kids played sports, and I think it's really good for them to do and really important, but we do need to minimize the risks.
Dina Morrissey, as school starts, some parents might be wondering, this sport sounds kind of risky. Should I let my child play this sport? I mean, are there instances where you'd say, like, it's absolutely the riskiest thing they could do, or yes, but make sure that they follow X, Y, and Z guidelines?
Well, I think parents should educate themselves. They should ask a lot of questions. If the child wants to play a particular sport, whether it's with a school or community league, ask the coaches, how many concussions do you see a year? Who's at the practices? Who's on the field? Who's ready to help my child or manage my child if this happens? How are things dealt with afterwards? What kind of rules do you have in place to minimize these risks? You know, I've talked to parents who, you know, their kids really want to play football or hockey or some of these sports that are considered more high risk, and it is. It's a tough decision. So I would say, you know, talk to the coaches, maybe talk to other parents, find out what they're doing to keep your kids safe. If it seems like, you know, too risky for you, then try to get your child interested in something else.
Maybe theater.
Yes. Yes, something more safe, you know, the math team. I don't know.
Dina Morrissey is a research associate with Hasbro Children's Hospital and Brown University. Thanks so much for speaking with me.
You're very welcome.